listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Now, don't you understand, man, universal law? What you throw out will come back to you, star. Never underestimate those who you scar, cause karma, karma, karma comes back to you hard. You can't hold God's people back that long. The chain of Shaitan was obeyed that strong. Trying to pretend like your word is your bond, but until you do right, all you do will go wrong. Now, some might mistake this just for a simple song, and some don't know what they have till it's gone. Now, even when you're gone, you can still be reborn, and from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now, some might listen and some might shun, and some may think that they've reached perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become, because you might win some, but you just lost one. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod, and
Aaron.
And we're back on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Did you miss us?
Yep, you just lost one. It's so silly how come
when it's all done, did you really gain from what the dum-dum? That's the album right there. I don't care if she show up late to concert. She earned it.
You just lost one. Hey.
Ain't nobody else putting out heat like this. Okay.
Nobody.
Megan Thee Stallion could never. I'm just kidding, guys. She could never, but I mean, it's okay. We all have different lanes. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Oh, man. I'm just kidding. J. Cole could never. Drake could never, y'all. So, nobody could ever. But yeah, so, we are live on a Monday, being messy already. Come find the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. We appreciate everybody takes the time out to do that. The official weapon of the show is the unofficial sport
bulletball
and bullet ball stream. And today's podcast is brought to you by a very sexy sponsor, Adam and Eve. Come on, Adam and Eve, what you trying to help us do? What
Oh no.
Let me get up in it.
When I'm not,
I'ma nut up in it. Oh, Adam.
Yeah. Listen.
No, this is not the ad. This is not the commercials I had was talking about yesterday. No.
Adam and Eve is trying to help you spice it up in the bedroom. Okay. They are trying to help you be like J. Kelly. Okay. All they trying to do is make your life better by giving you half off at adamandeve.com. How do you get it? It's real easy. Put in code TBGWT at checkout and they gonna give you 10 tantalizing free gifts. You heard me. Half off and then 10 free things. Don't you like free things? They gonna give you a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item that y'all both gonna like. And 6 free spicy movies, okay? I'm talking about Adobo, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about some Lowry's, okay? I'm talking Old Bay. They are going to spice these movies up for you. And they're giving you free shipping. I know you like, damn, well, what all I got to do? I told you what to do. Put in TBGWT in the offer code box. And just go to adamandeve.com, pick out one item, get it half off. And then you get all the free shit, okay? They are trying to get y'all nothing right now. It's a damn shame. Some of y'all, the summer has started and nobody, well, some of y'all have gotten an early start, but other people have not. Catch up. Adam and Eve trying to help you catch up. A legend, okay. I thought of that song today because I was on Twitter this morning and I seen some mess and I said, ooh, this made me think of J. Kelly. You know, I guess we'll go ahead and talk about it. It's just me and you anyway. So there's this blogger, writer named Josen. On Twitter, he's Josen C. He was on Twitter and Instagram. He gone now. And a little birdie had sent me a DM like, yo, check out this website. And you know those like marriage websites when you about to get married, they, everybody creates like a special website now, you know, it's you know,
easy to find, you know, people ask questions, here's the link, like you can look it up, here's registration, like here's with like everything you need to know.
Like if we was gonna get married, we'd be like a better tomorrow's or something, or you know, Rod and,
oh okay, you try to be clever. I don't
Rod and Karen,
this is why you have high planners and be like, hey, you do that.
Yeah, so but planners do that too, right?
Right.
So this one was J&G Forever, and I said, got sent this link, and I said, who the fuck is this really about? Because I didn't know what it was about, but apparently it's about this dude, Josen C, who is, you know, he wrote for Very Smart Brothers. He has his own website, which I think is still up, Until I Get Married, which, is not, I guess it can stay up longer. You know, it's a good way to, it's on brand to keep the website going, you know. Until I Get Married was the website. And we'll get to some of the ironic pieces and stuff, but he used to write about marriage and relationships, and he recently got engaged and it went viral. It was on like Good Morning America, featured it. His proposal.
I'd be all at the loop.
At a Daniel Caesar concert. Like it was a pretty big deal, you know, at least, you know, in Black Twitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, for what Black Twitter is, you know, and, I like we followed each other on Twitter, but we didn't really interact that much, and I didn't really know much about him. You know, I have certain people that I follow on Twitter, but then I have a list of the people that I like want to see what's up in their lives. It's mostly just my friends and news sources, like so I can see the goings ons of the day. And there's people that, you know, you're cool with, but you ain't like that, so it's no need for me to really be seeing what everything they tweet, you know.
Yeah, we human too, and sometimes we just don't want to see everything.
Yeah, and there's this ego shit, you know. There's people that I know if I unfollow them, I see how they react to other people unfollowing them, and I'm just like, I just don't want no problems, but I also don't want to read all the shit you got to say, because
you're
bringing
care.
Me down all the time, you know. So I assume everybody kind of does different variations of that.
Agreed.
So at any rate, and I'm sure some people have me muted. Like, I don't think I'm any special exception to any of this bullshit.
Same, me too.
So, he was just one of the people I follow, but I never really interacted with. And I think he's a Morning Jones listener. So, at any rate, he was a blogger that, you know, did a lot of, like, panels and stuff on, like, relationships and advice and, like, combating toxic masculinity and talking to men about how to be better men and stuff like that. And you know, that's already a red flag for a lot of people, because you know, Black Twitter and just kind of the social media in the world is small, and New York is small, so people know if you about that life or not. Anyway, there's a lot of people that in the wake of today's stuff was like So you know, on this website, which is supposed to be about engagement, there's this piece that was written Sunday, June 9th, 2019, which is last night.
Oh, okay.
That's when they were supposed to get married. I was supposed to get married today. Instead, 4 months ago, I found out the truth and ended my engagement. And for 4 months, I felt the worst grief, pain, devastation, and betrayal I've ever known. My entire world changed, and I questioned everything I thought was real. Every day, I hope that the lows don't get lower. Can't even imagine. Despite my suffering, I know for a fact that this is for the best. I know that there's nothing more true than when people say I dodged a bullet. Even though I had to take one to the heart to dodge the one coming for my head. And I thank God that I found out before the wedding, before kids, before anything legally binding me to this person. But when someone breaks you and you're shattered into a million pieces, the feelings can seem stronger than the facts. I let him run the narrative of my life and our relationship publicly because I trusted him. As my best friend and partner, I silenced myself to let him shine, and he used me to create content for his public image. The character of Josen Cummings. Yeah, that's the other thing too now, like with all of us kind of having our own brands online at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of us for real. Like if you're anonymous, you're still branding yourself. Your brand is not having a brand. If you're like,
right, your brand is not having,
you know, because everybody's selectively picking which parts of their lives they show to people.
Agreed.
You know, your Instagram is what you chose to show. You Instagram is not a video footage of everything you did that day. You know, it's I got some ice cream, or it's look at my new outfit, or I went out to this thing, you know, it's that, you know. So everyone kind of cherry picks to show themselves whatever, and people can start to believe those images. And then also some people can be emboldened by those images. And I always say social media got like all the tools that in real life we would be like, if you treat people like this, you're a narcissist. But on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and stuff, that is simply kind of like par for the course. Those are the tools we're given.
Agreed.
Edit this, change that, select this, delete that, you know,
filter this.
Yeah, how many of us, if we could go back through our like childhoods and shit, would delete certain embarrassing moments and things, you know, like things that in real life you can't undo. Mm-mm. You know, it's like you peed on yourself at the talent show. Yeah, that's forever, dog. Now if it was on Instagram, you never know about that, because I'm not sharing that part, you know, like that's not part of my journey. I edited that out.
Right,
y'all don't need to see my kindergarten pee pants moment, okay? I dodged a bullet. Could have been a pee pee boy for the rest of my life,
right?
But yeah, so it's not real is my whole point. So I can see how you could be in a relationship with someone and a lot of that relationship is public. A lot of our relationship is public.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how also, if you're the one who's not online like that, you're like, okay, well, you just handle this.
Yeah, because everybody don't want that online presence like that.
Yeah, so if it makes you feel good, take a picture of us, cool. Okay, now you got me on stage. Okay, now you're proposing to me. Okay, now we're on Good Morning America. like, it's kind of a lot, but I'm just going to trust you having my best interest in mind. And especially when you're meeting people later in life and stuff. I mean, you don't have time to... I mean, me and you've been together for over half our lives now.
Nigga, we old. Yes. Right. Yes, we have.
We've been together over half our lives. Like, there's a level of trust that we have over 24 years now that, you know, I mean, we should have. We innately trust each other. But if I met you 5 years ago, you could be the same person you are now. It probably would take me a little longer, or else I'd have to, like, rush into that trust and just kind of hope that you're not, you know, hope you're a good person.
Right,
you know, because there's so many tools to fool people these days. Anyway, mm-hmm. I know he will have another story to tell. He'll turn it into an on brand and right on time post about vulnerability, making mistakes, going to therapy, going to church, mental health, facing his issues, learning from it, and it will be partially true but not authentic. He's a masterful and manipulative storyteller. He does nothing better than make you feel exactly how he wants you to feel about him. I went back to some of his blog posts and it made me want to take a highlighter to my screen and annotate all the misogyny, delusion, and all the half-truths he used to cover up much deeper lies about himself. Yeah, that's the other thing too. We talked about Lena Waithe. We have the language now. You can justify anything. You can justify
anything.
Yeah, you can... Like, people talk about being abused, but you can also justify abuse, like, yes, being the abuser.
Correct.
You know, like, you can make people feel that you were the one in the right and that you people should feel sorry for you. And I don't think it's necessarily a new thing, but I know with social media now, you have more counter narratives to people who are like, especially men, who kind of come out and go, I used to be a piece of shit, and let me tell y'all the ways I used to be a piece of shit. And then what they don't tell you is, I'm still kind of a piece of shit, and I'm still doing these things, and I never had any intention of stopping. I'm just acting like I'm better now. You know, y'all ain't caught me lately, so I should be able to sell, you know. And when it comes to relationship advice and shit, you know, it's something that I remember when we first started our show, we used to get a lot of like, y'all should give relationship advice.
Mm-mm.
I want to write in and ask, can I ask y'all about my relationship? And we used to be like, nah.
Nigga, that's your relationship.
I don't know you.
Right. I know me.
Right.
But I don't know you. And everybody is different. And we've said this a lot of times. Me and Roderick have a certain relationship. And there's things that we allow in our relationship that we've seen other people. It will start a fucking fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, literally, it will start a fight. Everybody's life and everybody's personalities and everybody's demands and their needs are completely different.
And if you don't have the temperament for that, I'm just wasting my time telling you, like, well, be like this.
Correct.
I can tell you, like, oh, well, be patient. But if you don't have patience in you, what the fuck that mean? What?
That don't mean nothing.
I might as well be telling you to be a Smurf. You know what I mean? It don't matter what I'm saying. Not to mention, I'm only getting your perspective on things.
Correct.
You're not an unbiased party. I'm not an unbiased party. So if you write in to be like, you know, my... boyfriend is always coming in late, and you know, should I look at his phone? I don't know. Like, what if it's a minute late? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know you. like, so, you know, and I'm not arrogant enough to think I had a solution to everybody else's problems.
Right.
I don't always have the solutions to my fucking problems.
Ain't that the truth?
So, you know, I'm sitting around hoping shit work out on my end many times. So it's not just that, but, I would never want to position myself as an authority on something I'm not, you know? But there are people who are always seeking this advice, and as long as there's people out there seeking this information, there's gonna be people that position themselves as power brokers of the information, and they're gonna be like, yo, I can tell you how to be happy and in love. Steve Harvey did it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that hustle, and there would be people,
sold books,
yeah, and I always thought it was whack. And there would be some people though who are like, I read those books, I listened to y'all, I read those books. I'm like, okay, I think those books are stupid, but what the fuck am I gonna say? You know, maybe they helped you. Maybe there was something in there you found that was good for you.
Yeah, because at first I thought it was gonna be like a comedy book because he's a comedian. I was like, oh, this is serious. So I stopped reading.
Right, and he dropped that hustle so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just that thing though. He positioned himself as an expert, and I mean, them books were bestsellers.
Yes, they were.
Because people were fucking reading them. So, you know, I don't really fuck with any advice people in general. You know, if y'all notice a trend, we don't really have advice people on our show. We don't do advice segments where we bring in, oh, write in your questions for so-and-so. Like, it's something that radio does, but y'all, it feels like it's such a hustle. You can't authentically be that person that knows everybody's fucking answers or got an opinion on everybody's business. You just, it can't be. It's fucking impossible, you know? So at any rate, I can see how people have rebranded themselves from, hey, I used to be a piece of shit and womanizer and this, that, and the other and terrible person. People do it all the time. People do it on Twitter, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then because women are more vocal now, LGBTQ people are more vocal now, like people that didn't have a voice necessarily before, or maybe you want to navigate these online spaces, which means you have to go through and around these people. So ways you didn't used to talk, things you didn't used to say, things you didn't used to believe, you got to start at least pretending to in order to exist, or even worse, if you want to flourish in those spaces, then you got to fully take on these mentalities. And many times people don't do it authentically, or they literally just don't do it. Like they fake it, but they in real life, they're like, I don't believe any of this shit. You know, I'm trying to get some pussy with this blog, you know, like that kind of thing. And everyone talks about that trope of the quote unquote male feminist and the woke person that's really just out here still womanizing, but behind the guise of, I'm so woke, I get it. You know, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people are saying that this dude was. Now, like I said, I wasn't reading his work. I didn't really care. I put it this way. I didn't think I was reading his work, and I definitely didn't care because I don't look for love advice and shit like that.
Mm-mm.
It makes me sick now that I know the truth to see him out here on dates just days before he was supposed to get married, or smiling and laughing at media events he has no actual reason to attend. After everything I learned about how intimately I knew him over the course of 5 years, that a man could carry such demons deep, deep down in his psyche and not realize how much they have manifested themselves into his life, it's sociopathic and terrifying. Yeah, well, if he was always fronting for the gram and shit, why would he stop? Because, you know, y'all ain't getting engaged anymore. Plus, if that's how you pay your bills, then you almost can't stop. I don't want to dive into all his issues that in retrospect I should have seen more clearly, red flags I should not have dismissed just because he was waving them in front of me, daring me to look, pretending he was aware of his true faults. Now I know that what's fake and how deep it goes, how wide it spreads, how incestuous and unhealthy so many of his close relations are, what he hides on social media, even though it looks like he shares everything. The digital persona is highly curated. How unqualified he is for so many platforms he has access to. Trust me when I say the last two things on this earth he should have authority to speak on are relationships, at least successful ones, or anything on behalf of black men. Yeah, I don't know but much about his race or anything. I did not know he was black, to be honest. Not trying to question it, just I literally, it was just when I read this, I was like, oh, that dude was black? Oh, okay. So here's my little blog post. I almost got married, the truth serum, the antidote to the narcissist narrative, exposing the toxic until I get married myth, and the fraud tactics of the man behind it. I'm finally ready to start sharing my story. See, this is the other part that, like, this is so much different now than back in the day. Like, people actually get to tell their side. Like, we didn't know Steve Harvey's ex-wives anything until like 5 or 6 years ago, you know, like, because it used to be a time when it's just like, yeah, Johnny Carson got an ex-wife, who gives a fuck about her, you know? Now
she can come out and tell her side,
write a blog, go on Twitter, like, whatever. And now, you know, and so the way that people treat folks, you think, would be adjusted, because even if you are a person that has nefarious intentions, even if you are that person, you would think it'd be like, well, let me be careful how I deal with this person, because they are gonna have their day to tell their side of my story. And, you know, if it's something where I'm complicit, or I did them dirty, or they have some evidence or something, maybe I should be more careful about this shit. Maybe I shouldn't be out here running around smiling, yucking it up, being on panels, getting paid to give advice while having this demon in my backyard, you know? She says, I'm finally ready to start sharing my story. Here's what I learned on the day I canceled the wedding and kicked him out of our home. For all of us who thought Josen was a good guy, living honestly and openly sharing with the world. For anyone who supported our relationship, was rooting for us. For anyone who thought this is the perfect start to creating life with someone, you were wrong. He's been lying to all of us. So that's the first part of the post. The second part is much shorter, but it's the mess, Karen.
It's the mess.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, February 9th, 2019. So it's 4 months ago.
Okay.
We both went out the night before separately and both came home around 2 a.m. I let myself sleep in. He comes in around 10 a.m. to cheerfully jump on the bed and kiss me awake. Meanwhile, he's been texting all morning with the woman he had sex with the night before.
Oh.
In the text below, he's gently encouraging her to take a plan B. He also tells her that we're separated and that he wants to see her again while I'm away for work next week.
Oh.
That morning, he also sends text to a different woman to meet up with her the next day. They both live in Brooklyn. It's 130 days until the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she got the text messages.
They got what? The iPhone's fucking you up. Everybody can see the messages.
You better took some. I know my shit, but if you're that worried, I don't want it to consume you. No, I'm not worried. If you're not worried, I will be cool and go back to talking about how great it was. I will ask you to take something if it continues to worry me. That's him. Her, I miss you so damn much. Him, we have 72 hours to do that, right? Oh, I miss you like crazy. It was so good to see you, and I was so surprised I was allowed to come over. Now, it seems that we have 72 hours to do that, and I will ask you to take something if it continues to worry me. Sounds like him encouraging her to get the plan B pill,
mm-hmm.
Which means what, Karen?
Nobody's using no condoms.
That means nobody's using no condoms, Karen.
Yeah, I know. She's like, duh, fuck, now I gotta get myself checked out.
Mm-hmm. And of course, she said he was texting some other woman too, so who knows how many women there are, what the sexual precautions are, what he's really been getting up to. I'll try to get to the store today. You'll worry. Well, you can thank the last round of drinks for the invite, she says, LOL. Laugh my ass off, he says. I really was surprised, and you can thank Muscle Memory for accepting the invite. So, maybe they used to deal with each other back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it felt really good seeing you. I thought I was going to be hardcore and ignore you, but then I couldn't. Laugh my ass off. Good old Muscle Memory. Him, well, if I didn't say anything, then you could have handled it and not said anything. You weren't going to initiate, but the end goal was just to say hi and I missed you and I loved you. I always said if I saw you again, I'd tell you that. And she says, and I've been working on my magic. I know she's a magician.
What type of magic?
Is it black girl magic? Is it Hogwarts? I don't know. I don't know what kind of magic. And then he said, ha ha, well, you still got it. Maybe magic is like
the magic stick. I don't know what is happening here.
Maybe that's the kind of magic you're talking about. I don't know. Also, for what it's worth, he says, also for what it's worth, coming inside of you is what worried me this morning. Fucking Raw was more shocking than anything, but shocking in a hot way. I was genuinely surprised. My body wanted to explode with passion. That's that Fabio shit right there. Mm-hmm. He was engorged as his manhood rose.
It bulged, remember? You know you gotta use the right words. Like you're reading one of them sex and novel books. He thrust himself upon her.
Her pulsating mound.
Yes! Pull her forward. They forcefully.
She quivered with excitement.
Yes, quivered!
I definitely was not expecting it, but it all just felt right, she said. Oh, she nasty too. It did, he said. That and a couple other tricks had me like, oh, it really has been a while. LOL. And then she put two laugh emojis.
So she doing bubblegum. What is we talking about here?
And then the end of the blog or the website page is the wedding of Gina and Josen is canceled. Apologies for any inconvenience. So that's how my morning started. I was like, ooh, this mess. I can't wait to tell you. My goodness.
That is a hot mess.
And I was like, yo, where do I know this dude from? Because, you know, I was like, I don't really think I read much of his writing. I didn't know why he was trending on Twitter, why it was such a big deal. But then I went to his website, untilIGetMarried.com, which is still up, even though everything else is down. Need the clicks. Man, listen. The amount of self-ownage in this motherfucking blog is it's like a joke. Like it's like something out of a movie, like a rom-com movie. You know how they always have a moment that's really awkward in a rom-com where like the couple breaks up and it's like that. It's so bad. I can't imagine. It's like he knew he was, I don't know. Is he in on the joke? I don't know.
And she wouldn't.
Like here's the top three posts on his site that the latest three. The latest one was from 2018, December 16th. How to take an L like a man. He turned the comments off of that one.
I know he did.
And it talks about breakups. And it was about advising the world and advising men how to take an L because Offset was begging to get back with Cardi B. Remember that? So he had to write about that and be like, wow, look at this man who can't take no for an answer, who cheated on his woman and now he's trying to get back with her, and what a terrible thing. Just learn to take an L and walk away. Everybody needs to know my opinion. Y'all gotta hear what I gotta say about this.
Oh, I know they lit that one up.
No comment. Well, the comments are turned off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why the comments got turned off. It was fine, and no comments. Say ding, 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 ding. He was like, what am I getting all these posts through WordPress?
Okay, so that was one of them. The last one, I mean, the one before that is all the things Nathan did right with Issa. Nathan, who of course ghosted Issa. Oh, that got Karen off guard. You okay?
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was caught off guard with that one.
Yeah. What took me so long to propose is the one before that. These are the ones I guess he chose to be his top, or maybe this is just how sporadically he updates his blog. Baby, the one after that, I'll tell you, it's like a joke. Lemonade, a cautionary tale for me. I'm not even
What's
done.
What's the next one? Pimps up, hoes down. What the hell is this?
This one is Lemonade, a cautionary tale for men like you.
Like you.
Like you.
Like, not like me, but like you.
Mm-hmm. Men like you. Oh, man. and then the one that
That music play from that TV show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. am I right or did I mess it up?
No, that's perfect.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay, I thought I fucked it up.
No, that's right.
That's what I'm hearing now.
That's not the one with the music play, Karen. Not yet. I think the one with the music play. Actually, I think I took a screenshot of this on my phone because it was so funny, and I want to get the title absolutely correct. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. What is this? Hold on. I gotta get my music cue up. I don't see where it's at. Need the theme before I start this because we're gonna definitely need the theme. I think it's called Frolic Theme from Curb. Your Enthusiasm. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
Karen.
Lord.
I'm sorry, it's so bad. In Insecure, where are the condoms? The condoms, dog.
Where they at? Apparently not on his dick.
But Black Dynamite, you sell drugs to the community. Oh man, what the hell? It's like that joke with Dave Chappelle where R. Kelly was like, "How you gonna make a video about me having sex with peeing on little girls, nigga? How you gonna make a video
about you
peeing on little girls?"
I don't understand.
Good God, man. So I was wondering why that shit was trending, and now I was like, yeah, that's pretty bad, man. You can't really defend that shit. So oh man. Anyway, I hope his ex fiance, you know, eventually is able to process all that loss and stuff. I mean, it could be a whirlwind when people, especially when they love bomb you, and then with somebody as public as that, it's like, were they always doing it for their brand?
Right.
Like,
and
it was
for
never
their image. So
yeah,
it's never really about you,
you know. And if you're not on social media, it's hard to parse out that shit.
Correct. And also with it, a lot of times that's how it starts, and then it just ends with that separation, that okay, and then you realize that there was never no love there in the first place.
Right, that's the thing. It's like you made such a public display of loving me and part of your brand and all this stuff, and then for you to be completely opposite behind closed doors, you know, it really does make you wonder, did you ever really love me?
Correct.
You know, and maybe it took her that long to see that 4 months she sees him out here still living his life. She's like, fuck this dude. So all right, let's see. Let's get to some news. DJ Khaled is planning a monster lawsuit against the Billboard chart.
Why?
Because he thinks they robbed him of the number one spot because they disqualified more than 100,000 sales of Father of Assad. He was furious when his album came in at number 2 to Tyler, the Creator's Igor, after Billboard allegedly discontinued downloads sold by the DJ and producer as part of the bundle deal with the energy drink. Bundle deals, which offer album downloads alongside merchandise, are a standard but controversial industry practice to boost sales. We're told Billboard had agreed it would count the downloads from Khaled's energy drink package, which sources in the artist's camp say amounted to more than 100,000. Billboard later backtracked, disqualifying Khaled's entire sales from the promotion, arguing that there were anomalies in his figures. Page Six has exclusively learned that lawyers for Khalid have fired off a legal letter to Silvio Petrulongo, SVP, charts and data development at Billboard. My thing is his lawyer, is he suing them or is his lawyer suing them and he just gonna yell all over him and get out of credit?
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of what he, it's kind of his thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I mean, I understand, but for the fact that if that's standard practice, and it has nothing to do, it has nothing to do with Tyler the Creator. It's more of y'all didn't count what y'all was supposed to count. And if Tyler would have beat me, fine, but at least let it be quote unquote fair in his mind.
And in their mind, they're saying the numbers he gave them are not, so there's some anomalies that don't add up, so they didn't want to count them numbers.
Correct. So they're gonna have to hash that out, just actually to see who's telling the truth.
Yep. R. Kelly was charged with 11 new counts of sex abuse and assault.
Yeah, people are starting to come out.
Yeah. Chicago.
These are just the ones that are coming out. It wouldn't surprise me if there were thousands of women that he molested when they were children. You know, a lot of these women are grown now because he's had 30 years or more in the industry. Yes, a lot of these people are adults now.
Yeah, his alleged victims are between the ages of 13 and 16. The four aggravated criminal sex assault charges are Class X felonies in Illinois, which are punishable by a mandatory minimum of 6 years in prison. We'll see what it is. We'll deal with it accordingly, said his attorney.
Well, shit, was he? I didn't know we went up to X.
Yeah, I don't know. But what the thing for me that's interesting is, like, his lawyer at this point, I mean, the dude
just taking money.
Is getting, R. Kelly's getting charged with so much and accused of so much shit. It's not like he didn't even look at the charges yet. He was like, we'll see what it is and deal with it accordingly. I mean, you already know what I'm gonna say. He didn't do it. It's
come on, he didn't
do it.
Do I even need to
like,
that's what I'm getting paid for, to say it wasn't me.
Right. Like, I'm mad that he had to pass the bar to do this, because I can do this job. I'm not a lawyer on any level. I don't know the law, but I could absolutely be R. Kelly's public defender, lawyer man, because we all could be R. Kelly's public defender lawyer person. Mm-hmm. Because all the fuck they ever do is the same shit, which is, he didn't do none of it, everybody lying. Mm-hmm. He's a good man, leave him alone.
I bet you that music started playing, it wasn't me, but like, it wasn't me, it wasn't him on the tape, it wasn't me. He didn't do the opinion, it wasn't me. He didn't lock those girls up, it wasn't me. He didn't take it from his mama, it wasn't me. That's the I could do that.
Anyone could do the it wasn't me. Like, it's not an actual fucking defense, really.
No,
it's never like, well, on this night he was at this place. It's just, he didn't do it, these women are just making things up. Women always accuse celebrities of underage sexual assault. It's like, no, they actually don't. A ton of celebrities, not all of them are accused of this.
No, they are not. What is happening here? I could get paid to make a remix song and go, it wasn't me.
He's not the first rich nigga.
Right, it won't be the last.
Not the first rich nigga. They always do this with, like, especially when it's a black dude out. Well, you know, they always accuse rich black men. I'm like, I don't know, I've seen other rich black men just kind of go through life, and they've been richer black men have done more and been less in trouble than these people. Like the dude that used to own the Bobcats, how come he never got accused of nothing? Rich as fuck, billionaire. In February he was arrested on charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse against four women. Three of those women were under the age of 17 at the time. One of the four women filed a $50,000 civil suit against Kelly earlier this year. She claims to have met him in May 1998 when he was walking down the street in Chicago. The woman alleges Kelly spotted her, pulled his car over so that he could talk to her. She was a minor at the time. On that same day, one of Kelly's associates met with the girl and her family at a restaurant and gave her the singer's phone number. The associate said that Kelly wanted the girl to come to his studio and be in a video he was making. Once again, same story as all the other girls.
It's
about
the same MO.
How come it's like they go, these girls are making up the story. How come all their stories seem to match?
All of them
always comes to them.
He spotted me, he sent somebody, I seen him,
he tried to act like he was gonna give me some type of music or record contract,
but it never went anywhere.
Dollar Tree has added alcohol to 1,000 struggling family dollar stores.
Ooh, don't you drink no Dollar Tree alcohol.
Family Dollar has announced it's closing nearly 400 stores and attempt to reposition itself.
Made out of peroxide. Don't you drink that.
It's gonna have lead in it.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be rubbing alcohol. Don't you drink that.
Dollar Tree has added alcoholic beverages to about 1,000 Family Dollar stores in its latest effort to turn around the struggling chain. So Family Dollar doesn't sell things for a dollar normally. So no. It will be cheap alcohol, but it won't be a dollar alcohol.
Okay, because I was like,
That being said, we've talked about the fact that many grocery stores have closed in urban areas, where black people live. Right. And then what is filling the void has been dollar stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made a significant amount of money in some of these stores. If they start selling alcohol in the fucking hood at the dollar store or the Dollar Tree or the Family Dollar
General, yeah.
Or the Dollar General, I think that's actually kind of fucked up. And I don't know. Like, that's crazy to me that, you know, they would essentially be trying to make money off people's vices with these well-placed stores that are now occupying these places where you can't really get to a grocery store. But I guess grocery stores sometimes sell alcohol too, so I mean, it could be anybody, but I don't know, it just feels wrong.
But the problem all in itself is the fact that grocery stores aren't there, and so that's the motherfucking problem. They right. Go where the white folks is, so you have these areas, these food deserts, where you're like, the fuck, don't there are people that still live here.
Yeah. And I know somebody said they sell, Dollar General sells beer and wine. Juwan says, in Charlotte and here they don't.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know, you know, if it's a thing, because I don't know why they don't sell it here, but they definitely don't sell it here. I know I've been in them several times.
So it might vary depending on what state you're in, but yeah. They don't do it here.
Maybe it's something they're going to start, but I don't know. It seems like motherfuckers are about to be getting that rot gut, and I just hope there's other options in those places. So, but, you know, I guess Four Loko was in business for a reason.
Apparently so.
Pope Francis, cool Pope, new Pope, says abortion is never okay and compares it to hiring a hitman to resolve a problem.
He the Pope.
Oh. I thought, I was told he was different than the old Mm-mm. popes. I heard he was new, fresh Pope 2.0.
Mm-mm.
Mm. I guess he saw all them abortion controversies lately and was...
I am disgusted.
Yes, he did.
Pope Francis reiterated the Catholic Church's extreme stance on abortion, saying that the practice could never be condoned, even when the fetus is seriously sick and likely to die during pregnancy. Speaking at an anti-abortion conference sponsored by the Vatican, Francis emphasized that the objection to abortion shouldn't be seen as a religious issue. Is it illicit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked? Is it illicit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Prenatal testing should never lead to an abortion because a human being is never incompatible with life, he said.
The fuck out of here. Are you going to pay for the bills? Are you going to take care of it?
Yeah, it's interesting because, my whole stance on it is simply, it's not my body to decide that shit. So whatever any woman decides to do with her body, that's it for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like motherfuckers are having... like newborn babies and taking them out the womb and killing them the way that, you know, Donald Trump and these fucking conspiracy theorists believe.
Yeah, and it's fucked up. Do people not realize how the human body works? Sometimes a woman's body could be shutting down on its own. Like, sometimes you don't even have to actually have an abortion. Like, your body will actually shut down on its own. A miscarriage is a form of a quote-unquote abortion, if people want to be true real with it. And because it's your body shutting itself down.
Well, people are okay with miscarriage for the most part, but my thing with that is, you know, I understand, let me put it this way, I understand the conflicting ideals of, like, when someone mourns a miscarriage, many times they mourn that like a child.
Correct.
Like, this is a child, a life I was planning on bringing into this world. You know, there's how many of us have had like that ghost sibling, you know, mm-hmm. We've had people, I know people have grown up where their parents are, well, you're actually our third child because, you know, before we had your brother and you, we, you know, had a miscarriage and, you know, that baby never made it, but we mm-hmm. had named her and blah, 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 blah. So like, I do understand the idea that there can be some conflicting ideals. Another example, when someone is murdered and they murder, like, when someone murders a pregnant woman, mm-hmm. many states carry that as two charges. Like, that's two murders.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just murder that woman, you murdered that baby she was planning to have as well. Like, that's a chance, that's a time when we don't say, well, that's not a real person or whatever. That's just, you know, we do, you know, I get that there are some situations where people may feel everyone's being hypocritical or people want it both ways. My thing is, yeah, because they should have both ways, because they're the ones carrying the fucking child, not us.
It's their choice.
They're carrying the fetus to fucking term. If they decide to do that, they decide to do it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. I'm not saying the Pope has to change his religion. I just think when people say, when they promote this Pope as the woke Pope, I'm like, but he's not. He's just nicer about telling you the things normally, not this time, but he's normally just nicer about telling you the things that Catholics have always believed.
Right.
You know, and I don't expect Catholics not to be Catholics, but I expect as an American citizen of this government, I expect, you know, that we should be able to push people's religion out of some of these laws. That should be a fight that we can have. Like, I shouldn't have to do, because you decided that you don't like gay people because of your religion, does not mean that America needs to say gay people can't be married. That's the fucking problem as is. You know, you don't have to like it in the privacy of your own fucking house, but when you have a business that deals with the public, then you gotta fucking, then it does matter now. I don't want to see any bias in how you work, you know, that kind of thing. And so the thing for me that's always weird is just that the Pope is, you know, marketed a different, he's a marketing phenomenon. That's it. I mean, he also feels the same way about gay people and shit, you know. Yeah, he says nice shit, we need to love everybody, we need to, but then when you press him on the issue, he's like, no, of course I hate gay people, are you crazy, stop doing that. You know, like it's, anyway, and then the other part of it too, that I can see people feeling a way about, a lot of the reasons that people promote for why women would want to have an abortion, want to get an abortion, there are some conflicting narratives there, right? Because people are like, well, what if I don't want a baby that's gonna have Down syndrome? And it's like, okay, you are kind of saying something about people who have Down syndrome, or people who have disabilities and things. You are saying, like, it would be better to terminate that life than to have that life come to fruition, because what the fuck possibly good could come out of a disabled person or something. And I do get why people would feel uptight about that or mad about that, because that is a statement that I think people should be careful when they say that shit. I can see if they were talking about risk of the health of a mother or something during a pregnancy, but you're literally just saying, like, well, if I knew my kid was gonna have one arm, then of course I'd get an abortion. And it's like, okay, and you just threw that out there to say that everybody walking around with one arm is
something wrong with them,
right? Like, to the point of, like, if they could go back in the time machine, it's better for you not to be here than to be here with one arm, you know. So I totally do understand that, but I think this is a false equivalency that the Pope is putting out to be like, that's what abortion is. It's people just, they don't want to have babies that aren't perfect, quote unquote, you know. And that's not what abortion is.
Mm-mm.
It's not just about the health or the type of life that's going to come into this world or any of that shit. Sometimes I just don't want to have a fucking baby, and that's it. And that should be enough, because
that's enough.
An adult. And if that person has some type of religion or something that they have to, that's between them and their God, then you don't really get to decide for them.
No, you don't.
You know, I know that he gets to decide for the Catholic Church. He didn't get to decide for, I'm not in the Catholic Church. You don't get to tell me anything. To me, you just a dude. So you don't get to govern my fucking life. This is not the fucking Spanish Inquisition. This is not, you know, this is not like 17th century motherfucking England. You don't get to just, like, dictate to me how I'm gonna live my life just because you wear a fucking nice robe and people think you're a good person. Like, fuck that shit. Anyway, that was just something I saw in the off season. Let's see what else happened. Oh, Bill Cosby warns Harvey Weinstein about settling with accusers.
Spider-Man. Don't ever risk Spider-Man. What the hell is this?
Bill fucking Cosby. He's like, hey man, don't settle with him, dog. Okay, I'm telling you, this has become his cause in prison. Bill Cosby's somewhere like, don't pay them hoes. Okay, this is what big dollar Bill is up into.
I should have kept my money.
Right, my God. Like, of all the people whose advice you don't want when you're being accused of by multiple women of sexual impropriety, he got to be high on the list of emails you don't want to get.
Send that to junk.
Like, when Bill Cosby calls you to talk about motherfucking sexual assault accusations.
From the collect number from jail?
Right. Will you accept the charges? Yeah, I guess I will. First of all, you shouldn't accept the charges. That's the problem right now.
I know, he get that call. Would you accept a collect call from, hey, it's Fat Albert. What? No.
Is Dr. Huxtable pick up, please?
No.
Not, you delusional.
I reject.
But I guess of all the people, Harvey Weinstein probably would want to know the most. Yeah, so Harvey Weinstein was able to negotiate a $44 million deal to settle civil lawsuits with women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, and now Bill Cosby is speaking out on a disgraced film exec's legal battle. Speaking out. According to The Blast, while Weinstein is still facing a criminal charge for accusations of sexual violence, sources close to his legal team say they believe that the newly agreed settlement is a step toward victory and an end of the case. Apparently, it will be harder for the prosecution to get testimonies from accusers who have settled because of alleged confidentiality agreements in place. These agreements will keep the women from discussing allegations altogether and eventually testifying against Weinstein. Now, that is interesting.
That's why he did it, yeah.
Yeah, what's interesting to me about that is, twofold, right? You almost would, I wonder how many of the women it is. Because I doubt it's all. Because he also did it to a lot of women.
Yep.
Bill Cosby did do this.
Yep, but he fucked up. So they was like, oh, I didn't break it, so I don't owe you a motherfucking dime.
Well, not just that, but he violated the NDAs, which then allowed the women to break the NDAs and talk.
Correct.
So that's one of the things I wonder, too. A lot of people are probably going to feel a way about those women accepting money. Which is one of the reasons that they settle. Like the people on Weinstein's side, the lawyers want to settle because most people are kind of gullible, kind of petty, kind of, you know, almost idealistic, puritanical. They like to judge people, especially women. So they're going to be like, oh, you took a settlement? See, that's how I know you weren't righteous, you weren't real, he didn't even do it, or you knew what he was going to do, shit like that. Even though there's no, like at this point, dozens of women who have accused this man, he clearly fucking did these things.
Yes, he did.
But now we get a chance to judge these women as whores, basically. You took money, you whore, you know. I'm not too old to remember when I think it was last year, people were depending on Stormy Daniels to bring down the White House. Like, we pick and choose when we want to believe these women and when it's okay to take money and stuff.
Agreed.
That being said, though, I do understand that them taking that money for a lot of people is going to have a desired effect, and people will go, well, if they took the money, then clearly it wasn't that bad. But what do you do when that's the only justice you're going to get?
The only justice.
That's the question I come back to.
Right, because just because they go to court don't mean he gonna get convicted.
How many black families just settle with the city for some money? Because those cops ain't never going to jail.
No, we'll never see a day in it.
And we never look at them and go, you know, the Central Park 5 took that money, fucking sellouts. Like, we're like, yeah, because Linda Fairstein and fucking Letterer and the detective who died today, by the way, the detective who, like, none of them are going to see actual justice. They're gonna go on and live rich, lucrative lives, and you're gonna be supposedly broken and judged for the rest of your life and fight the good fight and to no avail, and we're supposed to just sit around and die broken, penniless, and nameless as a victim of the system of these oppressive people. And I think that's what a lot of people want from women who are victims of sexual assault, essentially, is to, or survivors of sexual assault, is to go away,
right?
You know, and to not see any, like, unless you see some criminal justice, to see no justice. Many of these cases pass statute of limitations, mm-hmm. or you didn't press charges right away, or you didn't have the police investigate, or police didn't want to investigate, all kinds of shit.
Or you press charges, yo, and your rape kit is sitting in a storehouse full of thousands of other rape kits that right. might not never get tested.
Deteriorating and things of that. Yeah, deteriorating and...
But tell the police though, right?
Right. But so I can see how, and not to mention many rape kits and, I mean, many reports of rape don't go reported. Like, mm-hmm. many people are like, I don't think the system's gonna even fucking do anything but drag me through the mud. I'm not even reporting this. You know, but the Me Too movement and social media kind of allow people to say their side of the story ways that couldn't even be imagined by the perpetrators of these acts or the survivors of these acts even a decade ago. You know, a decade ago you get sexually assaulted, you don't get expected to be able to say, this man did this to me and this is wrong and he should pay for this. You just, you know, maybe you tell a friend. You know, if you don't go to the police, then it's like, well, then that was it. That was your chance. So all that to say, I really do understand and empathize with people that are like, I'm just going to take the money and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because truth be told, depends for a lot, for the average person. And there are a lot of victims of sexual assault. It's not worth it. It's not worth your name getting dragged in the mud. It's not worth everybody knowing. It's not worth the harassment. It's not worth people all of a sudden looking at you differently. Different looking at you as that's all you are to a lot of people, is a victim, and you'll never be anything more than that. And every time they talk to you, it's only from a quote unquote victim's perspective, even though you may have decided that I don't want to be a victim anymore. You know, I'm gonna be an advocate. Some people become advocates. Some people go, well, I'm not a victim, but I'm not broken anymore either. You know, so, you know, and a lot of times people have a perceived notion on what a victim is, you know, because so many people have been sexually assaulted. To a lot of times, particularly with women, we just talk about, like, yeah, I was sexually assaulted, da, 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 and this happened, da, 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 like we talk because it's facts,
right?
You know, so for us, it's not that emotional attachment for some people. Once you get to the healing side of it, it's like, no, I'm just stating facts. These things happened. You know, I don't have to break down. I don't have to go into tears. I don't have to fall out. I don't have to be sad. But a lot of times, because people, once you quote unquote are a victim, people really stick that thing on you forever, like you're nothing else besides that. Like you can't be a full-fledged human being past that moment.
And for men, and for, well, not just men, for black people who have not been sexually assaulted and don't really seem to have a lot of empathy for the victims in the situation or for the survivors in the situation, I would throw out this. Have you ever been racially discriminated against? If you are black, the chances are high 90th percentile, yes, at some point something fucked up or racist happened to you. Did you go to the authorities for that to be dealt with? Did you go to the police? You go to HR. Some people may have.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of us would not. And it's not necessarily that we're like so fucking like it didn't happen. Like it's not like I look at you and go, well, you're lying to me. You know, I don't believe the police pulled you over for no reason. Why didn't you report it to the fucking police station captain? Right? If someone said that to your face, you look at them like, are you fucking insane? They're not gonna do shit.
Nope.
They're gonna laugh at me for even coming up there for that bullshit. That's just part of the case of being black. And in certain situations, this is part of the case of being a woman. This is part of the case of being in the auspices of under the powers of powerful people that are abusive, is that, yeah, there's really not much you can do. And if you did do these things every time, you'd either, that'd be your job now. I'm the person that reports sexual assault to the police, or I'm the person that, you know, women, you just, if you're really tight with women or friends, or like, it's an everyday thing. It's on the job. It's private life. It's at the club. It's friends. It's
family.
The police. It's teachers. It's mentors. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it's like, if I'm not gonna make this my full-time fucking job to consistently be that person and then become the unlikable bitch that everybody hates, right? Then I'm fucked. Like, then I have to deal with these things. So yeah, anyway, all that to say, I can see why women would take a settlement even when it's unsavory and you might not feel good about it. You know, I'm sure their lawyers are advising them. Their people are like, look, you can either go through, be the 12th woman suing him in criminal court and go through years of trial, and we're going to sue him civilly too, or you can just take the civil payout, forget about the criminal case, and hope that the other person that's suing him criminally will get him. Anyway, which is what happened the first time with Cosby. And that's one of the fucked up things about money in our society, that money protects you in a way that, you know, if he was just some motherfucker doing this shit to women, that, you know, making $30,000 a year, he'd be in jail. Anyway, Cosby said, I was given the promise, waive my Fifth Amendment rights, and settle out of court with Andrea Costin for $3.8 million. She was able to get a second bite of the apple. Please tell me, is this un-American or not? Many people online have compared both cases, and they believe that it's unfair that Weinstein was able to finesse the system while Cosby is behind bars. Black people. Cosby, black people always be mad. Why our rapists gotta go to prison, huh? Cosby agrees and understands that his convictions were part of a bigger plot to take down successful black men. Good that Mr. Weinstein has an ethical judge who rules based on the law, not personal agenda and or political aspirations. My lynchers, Judge O'Neill and Kevin Steele, have shown the true color of the uniforms, a white sheet. Nah. Cosby has petitioned to be released from custody at SCI in Phoenix, but the Blast reports that his efforts are to no avail. This nigga turned to a full-time rape advisor. What is going on?
I don't know.
Like, is there a rape signal that he, mm-hmm. like how does he get alerts?
Sending other inmates? Is Dr. Cosby? What the fuck is this?
Somebody needs some help. A signal goes out in the sky from his jail cell, and he gets on the phone and calls to tell everybody how these women are the real abusers. Oh my God. Even Bill Cosby has the words to defend himself from prison as a whole ass convicted rapist.
Right.
All right. Let's get into some other stuff. Let's see. Oh, I guess it's time to play some games. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game we all hate to play. It's Fucking With Black People. The game we go all around the globe and find different articles make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to Dracarys. Animals of 25. Today's contestants are everybody. Of course, everybody's fucking with us. Sometimes, Karen, you just want to go out with your bae and take a long walk outside, you know, feel the sun in your face.
Okay.
And just enjoy nature, you know? You ever had that feeling? Sometimes. No? Okay, then.
I mean,
one black couple has had some problems.
How far in nature we want to go, man? You know us. I ain't going out there with the black bears and shit. Fuck that.
Well, one couple did not get to the black bears because they went to a campground. Yeah. Campgrounds of America.
Not there with the black bears. I don't do campgrounds.
They should have known something was up because campgrounds was spelled with a K.
Oh, not with a C?
Apparently, campgrounds spelled with a K in this case. So yeah, a woman threatened a black couple with a gun while they were spending the day at the park. I don't know why my screen is dark.
Probably somewhere you need to X out.
Yeah, I'm looking for it and I don't see it. Maybe it's still pop. Oh, there it is. Wait, there it was.
Go back down. Wait. To it.
Now it's gone. All right, well, anyway,
I guess keep going down and she'll pop.
I'm gonna go back up to the top because I don't know what's happening. I need to read the words. We will work on this in the background.
Okay.
I
hate when they do that. It should take up the whole goddamn screen.
Right. Oh, it's gone. Okay, there it is. You can see it now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so add camping while black to the long list of things white people find objectionable when they see it. An employee of Campgrounds of America, KOA, took issue. It should be Campgrounds of America with three A's at the end, three K's and an A at the end. Took issue with a Mississippi couple walking through a park with their dog. All he had to do was tell us that you have to have a reservation and we would have left, said the woman filming the video. You didn't have to pull a gun. I mean, what was the fun in that if she didn't pull the gun? You know what I'm saying, Karen? No, what's gonna be the fun for her as an employee at the campgrounds if y'all get to walk up in there and she don't get to use her, put a heater on you?
I mean, they had a goddamn dog.
Mm-hmm.
So either they was there, even if they wasn't, you could have asked.
A dangerous dog. We see what black people do to dogs, Karen. We all know Mike Vick. Okay, so she was just protecting that dog. Well, after they said you didn't have to pull a gun, she said, let me slowly put it back in my pocket. And she goes, well, I'm just telling you, you need to leave because it's under private ownership. You can't be out here.
That's all she had to tell us.
The black couple tried to explain to her why they didn't think they need a reservation to use the Octobaha County Lake, but the woman seemed disinterested. Campgrounds of America is the world's largest company with privately held campground, and then they put their mission statement in there. Now they did fire this woman. Charges were pressed,
right? Because there was some shit she wasn't supposed to do.
She was arrested,
right? You can't do that to people.
And campground apologized and said there is no such rule that you can't be at the campground.
General public probably can walk through that shit all the time.
Yeah. So 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
100. Yeah, I give this Dracarys.
Yeah, white folks love making up fucking rules when it comes to us, rules that don't goddamn exist.
And you pulled a gun on them. Right. That's the Dracarys for me. Like, it's one thing for these, like, I called the 911 on the people and shit. Well, you pulled a gun on me. And it was, and I guarantee you, it wasn't until they pulled out that fucking phone that she realized, oh, I should probably put this. They didn't tell me to pull guns on people.
Right.
Go ahead.
And who knows if she was even allowed to have that gun on her as an employee. You know, what are their policies?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Karen? She did get arrested. She did get fired. I'm going to take it down to 75. I'm going to take it down to 75. I'll take my Dracarys back. 75.
I'm still 100.
Lil Nas X Snacks partnership with Wrangler. Country fans threatened to boycott.
Zero.
They be so mad about the wrong shit. Country fans are terrible, man. Old Town Road is a gift that keeps on giving for rapper Lil Nas X, the country music and hip hop mashup featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. He, of course, received lots of backlash from the country community. But Lil Nas X is still making his mark in the industry. He teamed up with popular denim line Wrangler for his own line. This reportedly is thanks to the lyric in the song that says, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. And so now Wrangler has announced the news on Instagram, and it's literally some Wrangler jeans that have the Wrangler on my booty, Lil Nas X, logo on the back.
Oh, and y'all know what? He done made them so mad. I hope he stay top in the chart for fucking ever, just to keep them mad.
Mm-hmm. Still.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't it? Like, I just want to see which booties this is going on, because it might gain a fan, okay?
I mean,
Tina Belcher of the Blackout Test, okay?
I mean, do they, is all of them, hopefully all of them ain't straight-legged.
I'm just saying, there's some booties I'd like to see in some jeans.
Come
okay?
on, I like some Wranglers on them.
Still, while this is a major win, some country fans are happy about Lil Nas X's move. Some even threatened not wearing the brand.
Don't nobody care.
Logan Hole says, Logan, that's such a country name. Might just have to stop wearing Wranglers. Minor Bryce won't be wearing Wrangler anymore. Cinch, here I come. Cinch, I guess, is another brand.
I don't know.
The whites only brand.
Yeah, apparently so. I know what Wranglers are. I don't know what those are.
Thomas of the Year says, if you have any sense, you'll stop production and burn what's left. Or go ahead and join Levi's in the list of jeans not to buy. I don't buy anything made by Levi's after their gun control stance. I'll stop wearing Wranglers just as quickly for this nonsense.
What, did Levi's take out the pocket holsters in their pants? What gun control stance?
The stance of please stop killing kids in school, probably.
Okay.
Don't take much with these.
Okay.
With these
I thought
types.
It was like, moving forward, we will not sew any gun holsters in the pants.
Agent Orange says, your name is Agent Orange. All right. Agent _ Orange _ JQU says, please tell us this is true. We understand you got to make money somehow, but these musicians are going to hurt Wrangler like the rappers that hurt Carhartt last time. Last thing I want to do is pay $6 for a pair of pants that have always cost me $22.79.
All Wranglers ain't $22.79, baby.
I'm mad he got into the pity. He said $22.79.
He get them shits on sale.
He said it's not in the budget. This rap increase.
Mm-mm. I'm not paying for nigga inflation.
It's not that I'm racist. I'm just cheap. Okay? I'm broke. I don't got it. I don't got the five Wrangler.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
I can't put five on it.
I got to be able to get bitches for $22.79. Anything more than that, and I'm ass out, okay?
Literally ass out.
I just don't know what to tell you. The Wild 17 says, Wrangler has been the jean brand of outdoorsmen, farmers, and workers. I don't think this is a good campaign to run for this jean brand. Carter Petit says, can't believe Wrangler stooped to that level. Stop trying to conform and stay loyal to your roots.
Your white roots, like white power. What the fuck is this?
I don't wear wide leg jeans. I wear white leg jeans, if you know what I mean.
Apparently so. Y'all act like niggas don't wear Wranglers.
This other person says, wow, what a bunch of sellouts. $129 for a pair of jeans keeps taking the cowboy out of country. Throw up emoji. He was sick. COVID Moore says, imagine living a life where you think you are so important that a company releasing a pair of jeans quite evidently not targeted at you makes you quit that brand and scream it from the rooftops. Now that's a woke white man right there. Woke bae. You know what, Covey? What was his name? Covey? Wait, hold on. Let me get his name right. Covey? How you pronounce C-O-V-Y, Karen?
I don't know.
Covey?
So you closer than I would have been.
Whatever. Covey Bryant, okay? You know what, Covey? We appreciate your dedication to going on the page with all these trolls and trolling them niggas back, okay? You know what? Go teach us a square dance at the motherfucking cookout, my nigga.
With the Wranglers.
Show me how to line dance to some Dennis Edwards.
Come on, got them boots with the spurs on them.
Put them Wranglers on your booty. Come on. Do-si-do with us. Oh. And bring your guitar. Well. I know you're going to be looking fly in them spurs.
You know he is.
Let's see. Jonathan L.10 says, seriously, man, all I ever wore is Wranglers, and this is the company that makes the same jeans I weld in? Quite the shame. Good Lord.
You weld in them, sir.
Sir, I weld in these jeans, and you got the nerve.
The audacity.
To let a Negro put his booty in them.
Make my jeans popular. No.
Make my dreams great again. Okay.
Yes, make my jeans great again. I'm gonna take my jeans back.
These white people crazy as shit, man. Over some fucking jeans.
They is upset.
Oh my god.
Like niggas don't wear Wranglers and boots and cowboy hats.
Knee Nerd says, supporting an artist that clearly is mocking country music and the lifestyle it represents. Bad move, Wrangler. She is very upset. Austin Dukes has a very simple one. Don't do this.
Straight to the point. I'm not wasting words.
That's begging right there. To be honest, this is disappointing, says Alex. And Catfish Farmer says, I'm sick. I went all Wrangler when Levi went anti-gun because Wrangler was the true cowboy brand. First of all, you're already wearing the Levi's, you asshole. So, what the fuck does that mean? But of course, they can't stay true to their consumers and try to appease totally different audiences that had to Google what Wrangler was when he mentioned it in that rap song. Did we really have to Google Wrangler?
Wrangler's been I wore Wranglers when I was a child. And not just Wrangler jeans are forward tough. Particularly, my mama was like, look, girls' jeans, the knees, go out too quickly. Cause you know, children are rough on pants. She was like, fuck that, I'm gonna get you some Wranglers. So, cause them bitches are made, hard. So you can do whatever you need to do with them. Wrangler's been around forever. What are they talking about?
Oh, by the way, the, shorts sold out that day.
Oh, I know they did. Ooh, I like those.
Oh.
I like them Wranglers.
Now see, Wrangler, now you have my attention.
Right.
Cause I mean,
the Wranglers on my booty, I won't.
No offense to this model. I mean, she's okay. But there are booties I would like to see on the Instagram models, that I follow. I'd love to see their take on the Wrangler shorts. Daisy Dukes.
Those are booty shorts.
Women's cutoff shorts. Sold out in day one, huh? Cannot wait for them shipments to arrive, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Come on, ladies. Okay.
And some people are going to get the Wrangler in my booties and cut them off and make them look like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm in. Thank you. Like, there's some booties that I need to see what to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let's see. 0 to 100, Karen.
I told you zero when this started. I bet you that what was at the bar? That girl at the bar had some Wranglers on her booty.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah, I didn't want to turn around. Obviously, look at that butt. But
and it just caught my eye. I'm sorry. I just looked and was like, okay.
That's why you the real MVP. Karen texted me like, behind you, this girl's shorts. Her whole butt is out, and I was like Monique in Chicago. I would like to see it, but I didn't want to be so obviously like eyeballing that woman. This is the thing about the whole like woke shit.
I'm
you know?
Slick with it. I was looking around.
Well, women are much better looking at ass than men, but more importantly, like it's not that I'm not attracted to women or I don't like seeing butts, because I'm really into butts. Butts are the greatest, right? but I'm not trying to be like some fucking creepy ass, like, you know, those weird ass niggas that like eyeball and disrespect women or just like do ridiculous things to look at somebody's ass, like be in a car and fucking slow down and now it's a creepy like stalker thing. I do like looking at butts, but I just don't want to be that nigga. Right. So that's why I didn't turn around, because I was like, it's going to be creepy. And that I would like that woman to have a great night even with her butt out. And hey, I just didn't get to catch it, you know, I appreciate you for putting me on, Karen. You the real MVP.
Yeah, cause like I said, and my thing, y'all, I don't go looking for asses. The ass just happened to float by. I was like, that's what we doing. All right.
Yeah, someone said in the chat, I'm not trying to be Jason Mitchell, okay? Like, I assume everybody looks at butts. Like, I think it went too far on the internet when people started pretending. Well, I shouldn't say pretending. There are some niggas that will lie.
Yeah.
Like, they want to impress or be so woke that it's like, if you're like, god damn, that girl got a big ass, they'd be like, well, I didn't see her ass. What I saw was a teacher, sir. And I'm like, are we pretending that teacher bae that we are all following on Instagram, you know, are we pretending that I'm not supposed to see that she's fine as fuck? Are we, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to be disrespectful,
right?
But Like, am I not supposed to act like Taylor Rooks is not fine, or Serena Williams ain't fine, or fucking, like, if that's the fucking woke bus, get me off. Stop right here. I'm not gonna make it.
Get me off the bus. Like I said, I don't go around, but if it just happens to float past, I'm like, oh, okay, right. Good and for you.
Also, there's nothing more transparently fake than a nigga that act like, I didn't even notice Demetria Oberon's ass when she was giving the weather. Like, nigga, that's the reason she famous. We all notice. Woke nigga, like, who are you lying to?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you don't have to, like, be like, she can't do the weather, she fine, but you can be like, she does the weather and she fine. Like, yeah. What happened to that?
I mean, there's realness. There's nothing wrong with that. And I love a woman, and maybe this is just me, a woman who looked like she was fighting with a t-shirt in a breast one. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it doesn't have to.
T-shirt gives up. I'm like, okay, cool, the t-shirt gave up. I ain't mad at the t-shirt. I give up too.
Like, I get it. I don't want to, like, overly sexualize people, mm-hmm, or, you know, like, make everything about sex. But at the same time, man, like, it went too far when it was like, you can't even be human and be like, that person's bad as fuck.
Right. Because they know it.
It's not like I would cut them off mid-sentence. Like, she's like, well, you know, we're expecting traffic today. And I'd be like, oh, you fine, bitch. Like, no, that's not how it's going to work. So calm down. Like, some of my friends is fine. It's mm-hmm, okay. Like, it's not, you know, it don't have to be the end of the world.
No, it does not.
Alright. Last one. Linda Fairstein, the prosecutor in the Central Park 5 case, has been dropped by her publisher.
Oh, the book publisher, right?
Yeah, which a lot of people were saying, like, she got dropped from a lot of shit first. Like, it was like charity organizations and awards that she's been getting. She's also a best-selling crime novelist. So she's been losing stuff since the 4-part miniseries came out.
Yeah, because Ava said she tried to reach out to her and she was trying to make all these ridiculous demands. Ava was like,
yeah, she wanted script approval and stuff like that. Which, no, I'm not giving you. And she knew she wasn't getting that.
Right.
So she didn't want to talk to Ava because she knew Ava was going to tell the truth. Ken Burns already told the truth a couple years back, and I still, for the life of me, don't know why Ken Burns' documentary didn't get the traction Ava's did. Maybe we've come that far in 5 or 6 years or whatever, but it really felt like there was enough information there where she shouldn't have got another fucking award in the first place for y'all to be taken away from her. Like, why? What was happening in 2014? I think the settlement was 2016, so the city admitted they were wrong. That should have been enough for y'all to be like, yeah, we're not doing it. Now, I did read up more on this woman, and it is complicated because she was and I know black people don't want to hear this shit, but for full context, I gotta say, she was like a very strong feminist leader when it comes to advocacy for women who are victims of sexual assault. And it wasn't just the Central Park 5 that started this. Unfortunately, what seems like happened was she made the Central Park 5 part of her narrative. They didn't fit, so she made them fit. Right? She just lied. They all knew each other as a gang. It's like, well, the facts don't even count up to any of that. And she built a lot of her reputation on the fact that those boys got convicted. And that sent waves and ripples throughout our community that will never be repaired. And much of it is laying at her feet. Because the Central Park 5 is also when the idea of wilding and super predators became national consciousness moments. Now all black boys are wilding. All black boys are super predators, right? States started passing laws that basically legalized the interrogation tactics that were used on these boys that were illegal at the time. So it's like, yeah, you don't need guardians and parents there. You can hold people longer. You can question them without the lawyer present and stuff like that. You can use these coerced confessions. You know, the key is we need to get the boys out the street. They're dangerous. So she's done a lot of harm to our community. That being said, as with all white feminism, she's also done a lot of quote unquote good for white women's community. She's been that advocate. She's been that person that people feel like speaks out on the behalf of sexual assault victims. She does a lot of charity work, she teaches courses. So when we wonder why she was able to get away with so much and why so many people were like, why there's so many things to take from her, that's why. Because they don't care about our boys. They don't care about black people. The people that gave her those awards didn't give a fuck about that. Like, the Central Park Five thing is not a mark on her career in a negative light, because to them, they're not doing any level of investigation or care to know if it was fraudulent, right? It wasn't until Ken Burns and then, of course, now Ava DuVernay made the problem so big you can't ignore it. And because woke is in right now, intersectionality is in, diversity is in, and I'll put in quotes, these organizations can't be considered good organizations and say, we're still gonna award this woman. Because it's now politically inconvenient to say we're awarding her, because if you are, then it's completely at the expense of the racism that she profited off of. Her publisher pulled, publisher dropped her, which I was surprised, because she's making money for them.
Yes, she is.
She's been a bestseller for years.
Yeah, she probably got a lot of pushback. I mean, the publisher probably got a lot of pushback going, y'all still got her on here?
Yeah, they terminated their relationship with her. That's the only thing they would say about it. In a statement issued by Laura Rossi, public relations, Fairstein said Friday that she and Dutton had decided to terminate their relationship. It also says she's the author of 24 books, including 16 New York Times bestseller crime novels, as well as a nonfiction work that was a New York Times best notable book of the year. Reached on her cell phone, she declined further comment. So shout out to Ava for, you know, at least getting enough awareness for people to stop fucking with her. Last year, the Mystery Writers of America took the rare step of withdrawing a lifetime achievement after other authors protested, citing her role in the Central Park case. She was the top Manhattan sex crime prosecutor when the five black and Latino teenagers were charged with the attack on the white jogger, which became a symbol of the city's soaring crime in the late 1980s. And Donald Trump, you know, of course, took out the full page newspaper ads calling for the death penalty. She of course denies that the boys were coerced and has defended authorities' conduct in the case. Anyway, 0 to 100.
No, I'm not fuck with.
Yep, not even a little bit. She's a horrible person, and the fact that she continues to be in on that shit is whack to me. Matter of fact, Glamour magazine even apologized for naming her the woman of the year. apparently she received the award in 1993 before the full injustice of this case were brought to light. So they even took that away from her. Shout out to Ava DuVernay. She is on this woman's neck. Good.
Yeah, all she did was put it out there, and then people just did whatever they want to do, you know, with the information that was presented to them.
Yep. Good. Fuck them. Like I said, everybody's going back and retroactively crucifying these organizations, but in 1993, I don't think it was well known that this shit was some bullshit.
Mm-mm. Not then.
Like, people act like it. I think 19...
The internet ain't what the internet is now.
I want to think 91 was when they were convicted. 89 was the case, maybe the trial, maybe. All I'm saying is this: it wasn't so freshly that everyone knew there was a travesty and a miscarriage of justice at the time.
Mm-mm.
It took decades for this shit to come to light. And if that dude had never come forward and said he actually was the criminal who did it, they might probably still be considered to be the real rapist, quote unquote.
Yes.
You know, anyway, all right, let's do some guest erase, guys. Try to end on a light note. Getting my guest erase playlist back up. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not. Now that it's time for some guest erase, That's right, it's guest stories time. Now that it's time for some guest stories. That's right, it's guest stories time.
Ba-da-boop.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts, and we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen, and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is a racist. All right, let's see. An unhappy woman got very upset in a McDonald's, Karen.
Oh, okay.
And she had a McChicken rage.
Oh shit.
Unhappy with her way, with the way her McChicken sandwich was prepared. Ooh. How do you, are we calling that prepare what McDonald's does with a McChicken sandwich? Ooh. Is that the words we want to use?
I guess she didn't get that McChicken loving.
I guess she did not, Karen. Unhappy with the way her sandwich was quote unquote prepared. I.e. microwaved, a Connecticut woman stormed a McDonald's kitchen, and are we calling it a kitchen, in an attempt to prepare
that is not a kitchen,
in an attempt to prepare her own meal, and in the process assaulted the restaurant's pregnant manager.
What, you ain't got no hairnet, no proper clothes, what is this?
I do like the I'll do it myself nature of this complaint though.
She's like, y'all didn't do it right.
According to authorities, investigator Chanel Hansen purchased the McChicken sandwich at 8:20 p.m. Friday at the drive-thru windows of a McDonald's about 2 miles from her home in Norwich. The sandwich, however, apparently did not live up to the 21-year-old's expectations.
Okay.
Hansen entered the restaurant and declared that her food was made wrong. According to a customer who spoke to the police, Hansen requested a refund and then went behind the counter. The McDonald's manager, who was 29 weeks pregnant, told cops that she was slapped in the face and pushed by Hansen. A male employee said that when he tried to separate Hansen and his manager, Hansen slapped him in the face and pushed him. The restaurant manager said that after Hansen received a refund, she stated, oh, she still got the refund. She stated she was going to make the food herself.
Yeah, the fuck, it ain't their money. Yes, giving a refund. McDonald's eventually going to have to be like the bank. Y'all know when you go into BB&T, everything bulletproof and stuff. That's what McDonald's going to be after a while. Because y'all motherfuckers be jumping the counter and attacking them and shit. They're going to be like, fuck that.
How are the robots going to stop this? Because they always talk about robots taking our jobs.
Robots going to end up shooting all the human beings.
Like, this is how Skynet going to become aware of itself if you jump behind that counter and slap one of them motherfucking friolators.
That shit going to tase your ass. They'd be like human flesh.
You slap one of them motherfucking burger flipping robots, that shit going to be like, shit going to be Johnny Five Alive on your ass.
That shit going to fry your ass. That shit going to scan you and you ain't going to have no code. It's going to fuck you up.
She stated she was gonna make the food herself. At that point, Hansen came behind the counter, confronted the manager near the french fry station. She got into my face and slapped me, the female victim said. The manager said that prior to Hansen coming behind the counter, other McDonald's workers told her that the manager was pregnant. In a written statement, the woman added that Hansen replied she had bail money and didn't care I was pregnant. She hoped I lost my child.
Oh,
the evil. Damn, that's evil.
Over a 99-cent McChicken sandwich.
A night, right?
Girl, I just wanted to let you girls know that I'm a real messy bitch. I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama.
107 to 112, depending on what state you get when you add tax.
Yeah, what if she would have just been like, listen, I slapped her because to me, it's still a fetus until it's out of the body, okay? I am so pro-woman that I didn't see a pregnant woman. I just saw a woman.
I saw two people.
I'm woke. After being taken into custody, Hansen told police she was upset there was nothing on her McChicken sandwich, which normally comes with shredded lettuce and mayonnaise.
Yes, it does.
That's true. I mean, that is pregnant woman slapping anger when you get that plain McChicken. Hansen, who copped the throwing money in the manager's face during it. Oh, she said, I got bail money and take this $1.27. she's caught the money in the manager's face.
Shit, she could have made her own sandwich at the house.
ma'am, there's a Wendy's up the street. As she said, she stepped behind the counter to make my own sandwich. The pregnant manager, Hanson said, stepped to me, and we were face to face behind the counter. The manager, Hanson claimed, asked, what are you gonna do? And Hanson added, I do not know who threw the first punch. Charged with breach of peace, assault, and pregnant woman, both misdemeanors. Hanson was released from custody on $5,000 bond. She scheduled, so she had more than enough money. First of all, if you have that much money, why aren't you just ordering one of the chicken breast sandwiches?
Yeah, because they got chicken breast sandwiches.
Why the McChicken? It's not even real chicken.
No, it's not.
There's no such animal as a McChicken.
Pieces they blended together.
Wow. All right, Karen, guess the race of Chanel Hanson.
Black, but yeah, McChicken is not a wing, it's not a leg, it's not a thigh. Right. What is a McChicken on the chicken?
Guess the race. Let's see. Let me speak to your manager. Never mind, I'll just make the sound myself. White. The race often seen dancing and smiling in McDonald's commercials. The McDonald's near my house screws my order up 50% of the time. I quit at, well, these are not guesses. I used to work at the one on MLK Boulevard. Let me show you how to do it. Black. Patty McMayonnaise, white. Black McNegro, cucumber crest sandwich, lily white. Black lady. Chanel is an angry black woman. Black. Oh, she had 5 G's to get out. White and black. Man, y'all are really divided over this. She going to jail now. Black, someone said in the chat. Karen went with black. And Karen, you're correct. And of course, many of you said white and you missed it because she was a negress. There she is, guys. She like, she will absolutely slap the shit out of somebody too
and fuck them up
and be like, I have the bail money. That's a I had a bail money smile right there.
What? Yes it is.
It's like, I just got paid at the strip club. Okay, try me. All right, you think I got this Hawaiian silky for free?
Come on.
A Pennsylvania woman is accused of running over a man for calling her rude.
Okay,
I mean, she kind of proved him right.
Yeah, that's what women don't fuck men up for nothing. Y'all done did something and we be like, oh word, and then we fuck you up.
I'm just saying, he kind of had a point. Ma'am, you're very rude. I'm gonna run you over my car. Okay, but my point stands.
I'm gonna show you rude. All right,
a post office run-in with a man carrying packages called a woman who didn't hold the door rude ended with the woman running down the package laden man. What did he say that shit and then stand at the fucking door with his packages waiting for her to run them over? Just go inside, dummy. That's what police say. A 27-year-old Noelle Morrison of Avalon, Pennsylvania flung open a post office door as she exited. The swinging door hit a man carrying packages, causing him to drop all his packages. The man called Morrison rude, police say, and she shot back with an expletive. Perhaps things should have ended there, but the man, who was not identified in the story, had more packages, and while he was carrying them from his car, Morrison saw him and continued to yell and curse at him from behind the wheel of her own vehicle.
Shit.
As the man walked toward the post office carrying more packages, she allegedly dropped her vehicle in the drive and accelerated toward the victim. Struck by the car on the right side of his body, the man rolled into the hood of Morrison's vehicle and fell to the ground, his packages spilling everywhere for the second time.
Oh,
hope it wasn't nothing fragile.
Oh, not either.
Shout out to Karen, who immediately man blamed to start this article.
I did.
But Morrison was Carol's like, he must have done something.
I mean, she's running people over vehicles. Shit.
This one was crazy. But Morrison wasn't done. Police say she dropped the car in the reverse and ran over the packages.
Oh shit. I hope he wouldn't want to send us with alpha shit. Santa, you ain't gonna get your packages on time. She fucking up all your shit.
Morrison was arrested when she returned to the scene while officers.
She returned? What did she, do? Do a drive-by to be sure he was dead?
Yeah, why would she return? That make any sense.
You done hit him twice? No, three. Actually, you made him drop his packages 45
times. Damn. I don't know what her reasoning could be, Karen.
Demons told me to do it.
Who told you to do it?
The demons.
Yeah, she crazy.
She returned to the scene while officers were awaiting paramedics. She was taken into custody, charged with aggravated assault by vehicle, criminal mischief, and vehicle code violations. The man was not seriously injured, police say. Karen, guess the race of Noel Morrison.
Noel Morrison. I would go white. And I apologize for blaming that man.
She was so wrong. She was 100% in the wrong.
Oh yeah, after you explain the story.
She slammed the door to him and ran him over.
I thought he had did something to provoke her. Nah, she just crazy.
Oh my god. Let's see. Scene ripped straight from the movie Ma Black. White Angel, white because white folks don't know how to leave well enough alone by coming back to the scene. Return to the scene, white. It's time to turn up, white. Entitled White Witch. The correct answer is she was white. One person did say black.
Oh yeah, she's super white.
All right, let's go to the bonus round, everyone. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race in the bonus round of Guess the Race. So far, Karen is, I believe, 2-for-2.
I know, can y'all believe it?
Let's see if she can go 3-for-3. All right, last one. Police urge against gun-shaped cell phone cases after traffic stop encounter.
Police... Who buys a gun-shaped? I didn't know they had them. Oh, shit. That sounds so confusing. Who did that? Who made that?
Police are asking the public to stop cell phone cases shaped like guns. According to Chicago, Illinois conservation police officers discovered this cell phone charging case during a traffic stop in Illinois. The suspect was carrying it in his waistband and the officer mistook it for a real gun. The officer did not know it was actually a phone case until after the suspect was arrested. Police say the cases could be dangerous for both civilians and police. In a Facebook post, the Department of Natural Resources said, do not carry products like this around. It's a dangerous place and places all citizens and officers in unnecessary risk of harm.
What about regular cell phone cases that are mistaken as guns? What's your excuse for that?
They didn't talk about those.
Okay.
Gun-shaped cell phone cases are already outlawed in Chicago. Plainfield also banned gun cases in 2015, but they are not banned statewide or on the state property. Karen, guess the race of 100% of the people with these gun cases.
Oh, NRA.
NRA.
White.
Yeah, I don't have a picture, but come on, y'all. Come on, buddy. We all know the answer to that one. That's some white people shit. Do not write in, you special snowflake ass niggas, with your stupid ass cousin that got one of these cases. Some of these are jokes. Sword ratcheting this time, okay? We all know
them crackers.
That's who be carrying them cases. The TSA found a 24-inch sword cane in LaGuardia Airport. The Port Authority.
I always feel that way every time you call some of these cases.
The Port Authority police arrested a man going through security at LaGuardia Airport in New York City on May 10th with a cane concealing a sword. The TSA officer who was staffing the x-ray monitor spotted the sword in the cane. TSA's public affairs spokesperson told the USA Today when approached about it, the passenger told officials that he purchased the cane at an antique shop and was unaware that there was a sword inside. The sword cane measured 24 inches according to the photo of the weapon tweeted by Farbstein.
White.
Oftentimes, when somebody shows up at a checkpoint with a sword cane, we hear a similar story. The person likely purchased at an antique shop, a garage sale, a yard sale, a flea market, or even as a gift. If this is the case, we encourage individuals to inspect the cane to make sure that it's just a cane and that nothing is artfully concealed inside. Despite the unidentified man's justification for bringing a weapon, he was arrested on weapons charges. The TSA has a 1-minute video that addresses sword canes. Have to have a video, you motherfuckers. It was done several years ago. At the end of the video, the TSA officer advised people to twist and inspect the cane. That's excellent advice.
Twist and inspect the cane.
They are so rampant in our society with these fucking sword canes and these swords.
Y'all be beating up. They have to have a video. Old people alone, they gonna fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
They gonna twist and stab.
Oh man. All right, that's it for today, man. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We appreciate all of you.
We do.
And until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.